I work for an organization that's completely modern and fully AI-enabled. It's ICANN, which is the organization that runs the DNS. And apart from showing the AI-enabled first page, I have to show this. ICANN is a bunch of meetings, a bunch of consensus finding. Not my favorite task, but I'm very glad that we do it. Particularly this year, I appreciate actual cooperation, and it's hard. There are 200 countries, maybe 500 or 1,000 organizations that need to cooperate in order to have a single internet for all of us. The technical side of ICANN includes things like issuing numbers. You probably know all of those four numbers. It also includes IP addresses and much else, and many more fringe tasks. There's someone probably somewhere at ICANN today who researches DNS bugs, such as, why are there so many lookups for domains in the .tue top-level domain, but only on Tuesdays? And the bug didn't apply to Monday. Somebody has to do this in order to make the DNS work. It's our job. My job is concerned with Unicode. IDNs is about using about a quarter of Unicode for domains, 35,000 code points, not all of them. Tonight, during the beer and food event, I will be happy to talk at length about that. My job is about using the same part of Unicode in everything else. Most notably, email addresses, and everything else. I do that because I want to use my skills to help the world forwards. That's also why I'm an IETF contributor. I have maybe 15 RFCs, and I have written a truckload of open source over the past 30 years. I've used the same email address for 30 years. Anyone else? No. Oh, wow.
One.
No, two. Rarified. And I've self-hosted for almost all of that time. Last year, I needed to test some self-hostable webmail systems because some people, for example, in India, using Devanagari, want that. So I found some. I tested them. In the course of doing that, I learned about webmail. It's very much better than it was 5 years ago. And despite having used Mutt, Gnus, MH, that kind of tool for 30 years, I now actually use webmail. I send HTML email. Feel free to interrupt me on the way. The new webmail systems that we have might appeal to many people who like self-hosting in general, even if it has been much too difficult in the past decades. There's a group of systems that are just webmail. They tend to use SMTP and IMAP and access a mail store somewhere. Some of them can actually access your mail running at Gmail. Not entirely clear to me why one would want to do that, but open source, well, people can do what they want. Then we have a set of webmail systems that try for feature parity with the big free mail hosters. Most notably, contacts and calendar, but files are also appearing. These people overlap with the JMAP crowd. How many people know about JMAP? Okay, nothing. And then there's the total takeover system where you copy your email there, forget what you had before. Snappy Mail. The purest of the pure webmail systems, worth mentioning, because it's the purest, really. It's a small email system. It just receives your email, answers your email, and tries to be really fast about it. As an IMAP head, I've written one of the IMAP RFCs and contributed to most of them. I'm surprised by how well it's able to use IMAP. It's click and done, very pleasant user experience. Part of that comes from RainLoop, which it was forked from. Part of that is strong focus on actually being snappy. They benchmark. They care. That's almost the only thing they do care about. It has to be fast. It has to be pleasant to use. There aren't many features. The important feature is there, though. RFC 6154, which is which is an RFC from Google describing the magic Gmail mailboxes, like Archive. If many IMAP servers support that by and by, if the IMAP server supports it, then it just works and there's a single button to archive lots of mail without really reading it. Snappy. Is anyone here really happy about the PHP programming language? It's better than it was. I worked on some code last year. I contributed to a lot of things that was quite simply good code. PHP, it's possible. I have the greatest respect for the people who do that. Now, I have the greatest respect for the people who brought an actual good code style to PHP. More important, perhaps, is that it's regularly updated. There will be a talk later today that may stimulate some people to issuing quick new releases to fix some minor problems. They will do that, I'm sure. The mail libraries are forked. They write IMAP themselves, really. Started with libraries, and now they write IMAP themselves. And they do it well. The emphasis on performance has led to an IMAP client that doesn't make mistakes. As an IMAP head, I don't look at the protocol trace and see, oh God. It's just fast and correct. It's so fast and correct that this is the one I use despite it being written in PHP. It looks like this. How many of you have seen this spam? I found it by random chance while I was testing these tools and used it for my screenshot because it's not anyone's private data. Getting screenshots through communications review is a very hard job where I work. See, it's a simple interface. It's workable. You click these things and it works. Next up, we have Alps, which is much the same in many ways, except different. Also really focused on email and using your existing servers, assuming that you're happy with those. But if you do have existing calendar and contact servers, CalDAV and CardDAV, then it will use those automatically. If the server has IMAP metadata support, then it will use that as well, which is where it deviates slightly from the read-only philosophy, because that data is stored in a way that's visible only to Alps. To me, Alps seems a little bit more focused on providers, web hosters who will provide this to their customers and do configuration. perfectly usable for someone who self-hosts. I set it up in an hour or two, not a problem. Had to set up CalDAV to get it working. Get it working as I wanted, but it's workable even for a single user, but you have to configure it. The code may be seen as nicer by many people. Pleasant modern Go, it receives updates. That's important to me. I really do want that if something happens, there will be a quick update. The documentation for this, this slide is a little more wordy than the total documentation. But the code is very nice. The code is very nice. Uses stock libraries. Again, it uses IMAP and SMTP flawlessly. And I believe that there should be a maintainer in this room, no? The correct approach is to... yep. So... go and praise him for his nice Go code and ask him for better documentation.
It's coming this year.
exactly the opposite is representative for... No, screenshot first. Is this IMAP... No, sorry, is this InfoCERN CH in 1991 or is it a modern webmail system? This is what runs what happens if you just compile it and run it. You have to configure this thing. The HTML is good, it's fast, and if you give it style, the same thing turns into this. It's the same spam. I think I didn't redact the sender quite as well, but I redacted my own address up there. Again, it's very fast. Oddly, it doesn't have quite the same snappy feeling. Once you learn it, it's good. Courier is the opposite. Courier is also good. However, and Courier with a K. If anyone remembers Courier with a C, this is not that. Polar opposite. That was a small program written in C and another small program written in C. This is a bunch of Node.js and so many Docker files that installing it on a gigabit connection took 15 minutes. I don't know. Some people like that style, other people don't. Certainly there's a lot of code reuse going on and very, very many features. Extremely good documentation. Will do everything in a sense. If you want a local webmail system that looks nice and copies the mail from your Gmail and sends it out directly via SMTP, we'll do that. If you want something that copies your mail from Office 365 and deletes it from Office 365 and supports sending mail merge with giant attachments via SendGrid, if you generally like Node.js. When I wrote this, I said very rapid development and new, which was entirely true. But in the past couple of weeks, there have been no commits. Until then, there were like 3 or 5 commits every day, extremely rapid development. To me, it seems to emphasize a single user more and to really want to give single users an experience like the big hosters. Extremely pleasant, single page app. Nice modern single page app. And last, which came in for special reasons, is a mail server with a special feature. It has been mentioned here before. The key feature here is that this mail server does not let you make a mistake such that Gmail rejects your mail. Many people think it's difficult to configure mail so that Gmail, Office 365, now Yahoo will accept your mail. This is a mail server that stores your mail locally, has webmail, has IMAP, has everything you want, and pretty much forces you to have a correct configuration. And it checks. When you install it, it connects to Gmail and checks that this looks right. It's small, it's fast. This is not Node.js and Docker. However, much like Alps, it requires that you put some effort into it. You have to learn how to do backups yourself, and everyone should do backups. And it's worse than Alps in that respect because you have to copy your mail into it. You have to do migration using something like IMAP Sync. There's more. However, I ran out of patience while discussing with the comms department what I can and cannot say. That's also why I didn't have a screenshot for Courier. If you want, I'll show you the unredacted screenshot of that spam later. JMAP rather encourages making single-page apps. And I think someone in the room is doing that. It will be great when it comes. So what we have is a new generation of email tools, and it's still growing. Some of the old tools are still improving. Mail in a Box and RoundCube have both had fairly recent releases. So the number of options is growing. From my point of view, this is great. I want the net to be there for people. There's a lot. I wanted to have a slide about La Suite Numérique. In summary, what we have now is a new generation of tools that gives people options. People such as me who have an old mail store, there are options for us in the plural. For people who are not happy with wherever their mail is now, there's an option, Mox, for example. There are other options. I mentioned Mox because it's an all-in-one thing. And for people who are a little bit more modern than I and want to have an appetite for Docker, and want to do these complex things with SendGrid, with Gmail, I'm extremely happy that we now have options in the plural. As I said before, it's still growing. Heinlein's JMAP thing will be presented later today. Stalwart will be presented later today. This is simply a selection that I picked with the available working time I had in order to find something that could be recommended. The result was much better than I hoped, and several of these things actually do support Unicode email. And even well. I have links to all of them, and guess what? I have to show one more icon page. Questions? Right.
So remember to repeat the question.
Yeah. Shoot.
So you say, do you think that actually this approach of having a single page applications for running a webmail is that what you would prefer? Or do you think that is because you think it's going to be more snappier, faster? Or am I hearing that right? Do you think that the JMAP should actually be future of building the webmail clients. What's your personal opinion as a user for it?
Okay. I am to repeat the question. This question, in short, was about whether single-page applications are better, in my personal opinion. Wow, my personal opinion. I'm here to provide internet for people, and we see that the users migrate in vast numbers to single-page applications. Gmail more than anyone else. I think that says that the people have decided. Now, the question also asked for my personal opinion, and I suppose I have one, in that after testing I just continued using a single page application. It was not what I expected, but it is what I did, so clearly there is something in single page applications that appeals to me as well. But I think users are the key here, and the users have voted very strongly for single-page applications at the big mail hosters in the past years.
Yep,
thank you. No, that's.
Yep. I have a question for the audience as well. I'm wondering how many people are using a webmail at all instead of. Only webmails, or who's not using a webmail?
Is that only webmail or not using webmail?
The last ones were not webmail.
Okay, yeah. Well, I was in the not webmail camp until this. Now I use a combination of GNUs in Emacs.
Oh, that's a word.
Me too.
And Emacs. No, and Snappy Mail. Which, smartphone mail as well. Does it make sense? Well, my fingers know these things.
All right, there's one more question.
Does Mox do webmail, or is it just the
service? The question was, does Mox provide webmail? It does provide a webmail. It works fairly well. When you look at it, you'll probably come to the conclusion that Mechiel is an excellent programmer.
Okay.
But it works. I wasn't annoyed.
I can share you later.
Right. Any more questions?
Oh, and I wanted to show that, but I was too late. Review was too difficult.